Good morning. This is KBBS 1450 AM 103.5 FM. I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. And joining me now from the hospital here is Dr. Rice. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning, Brady. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Excellent. And we're going to talk about a couple different things, but first we're going to bring you in to kind of meet the doctor, and we're kind of going to get to know Dr. Rice a little bit here this morning. Start off by telling us, how long have you been a doctor?
Well, I have been in practice for 9 years since residency, and then residency is an additional 3 years to that. So,
So before you can actually be officially a doctor, yes. You have to do this residency. What exactly is that?
Yeah. So we, in our training, after obtaining a bachelor's degree, then we go to medical school. Medical school is an additional 4 years of training. I did mine at the University of Colorado, but the School of Medicine is in Denver. And so I completed my 4 years there and then went on to do my residency. And residency training is where you really specialize into what you're going to go into as a physician and do extra training. And that can range from 3 to 5 years, depending on what specialty a person goes into. Family medicine is its own specialty, which is an interesting thing. A lot of people want to refer to us as GPs, and that's not actually the same thing.
GP being general practice.
Right. And so a family medicine practitioner is actually someone who did a 3-year training residency in how to take care of a whole family. And so we really do spend time training on everyone from infants to 99 plus.
Well, and I would say with the family practice, it's probably kind of neat because eventually you'll see, you know, second and even third generations if you stay in the same place long enough.
Absolutely. It's really, I think, why most of us do family medicine is because we really like taking care of a family as a unit. And especially for those of us that do obstetric care, that's one of the beauties of it. I get to take care of this woman throughout her pregnancy, deliver this baby, take care of the baby, watch them all grow up. Eventually she'll drag her husband in. We do get to take care of the entire family, and you watch them grow and develop through the years, and you get to be part of that, and that's a really special experience. So,
you know, you talked a little bit about schooling and how long a doctor has to go to school and you know, rack up all those student loan bills as well. So, you know, a lot of people think about that. Okay, you go to school for 7 years or maybe even more, depending on what exactly you're going into. And you rack up all these student loan bills, but then they think, well, you're a doctor, so you're going to make a ton of money. But you still have to be good at being a doctor, right?
You do. And the school loans are pretty significant, especially for the medical school component, because you have all of your college first, and then you've got that additional 4 years. You do get paid in residency, but not very much. For the amount of hours we work during that time, it would be sort of like minimum wage. So we rack up quite a bit of time before we really get a chance to be in our profession.
Sure. And we talked about how long you've been practicing. Have you been in Buffalo the entire time?
I haven't. When I first came out of residency, I practiced in Thermopolis for just about 4 years. And then I have been here already 4.5. It'll be 5 years come September.
Okay. So what made you want to come to Buffalo?
I have always loved Buffalo. So I have pretty deep roots in Wyoming. I was born and raised in Wyoming and always wanted to be back and live in a small rural setting. I grew up in a bunch of farms and ranches. I claim all of eastern Wyoming. when I was young, we had a wheat farm by Chugwater, and then we lived south of Torrington.
Okay, so you lived by Chugwater for a little while, and what I keep hearing in the few times I've driven past there, it's holding true.
Yeah.
Is the weather always bad in Chugwater? It's always windy or snowing or raining.
Yes.
You go by Wheatland, it's okay. You hit Cheyenne, it's okay. Chugwater, no good.
Yes, absolutely. And even in the summer, then there's just tornadoes. So,
okay.
it, yeah.
Decided to put Chugwater there. Bad idea.
Right. So, I grew up there, and then we moved and lived south of Torrington for a while, and then moved again when I was a junior in high school. And so I actually graduated from Wright. And all of my mom's family is from Gillette. And so, and my folks now live on the family ranch, which is between Gillette and Arvada. So I'm actually much closer to home and family. We're only about 75 miles from the ranch here, which is so exciting, especially with raising a family, to be fairly close to grandma and grandpa and be able to go visit. And then my grandparents still live in Gillette as well. And I actually have some roots in Buffalo. My great grandpa was actually born and raised in Buffalo. So, in fact, I don't know, my grandma shows me there's a little house over here, not too far from the prescription
for
shop.
For everyone out there.
So we have some roots here. I grew up, this is where we came with my grandpa fishing and camping, and so I actually know this side of the mountain pretty well, and just have always really loved Buffalo and hoped I could live here someday. And so we really are living the dream getting to move to Buffalo. We love it here.
Well, you know, you mentioned some of the outdoor activities around here, the hiking, the fishing, the hunting. It's all fun. That's kind of what has made me fall in love with Buffalo. I've been here just a little over 4 years myself, and I could see myself being here a very long time. There's so much to do, you know, when you're not working, which isn't all that often, but when you're not working, there's so much to do around here, and I like the low population. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up about 80 miles west of Chicago, so there's a lot of traffic there, and so I'm used to it, but having been here now, and I lived in South Dakota for a while too, which is pretty rural. Now going back there, I don't want to drive in traffic. I hate it.
That's funny. Let me tell you a story. When I was interviewing for medical school, there, you know, were these kids from, you know, all over the country interviewing, and we were in Denver, and there was a lady from LA and one from, I think, Minneapolis, and I think the other one might have been from Chicago, and they were talking about the traffic, and they were talking about how wonderful the traffic was in Denver. I come from a town with no stoplight. The traffic in
relative to where you are.
Yes,
right?
Very relative. Yeah, absolutely.
So what kind of going back to your roots? What made you want to be a doctor? When did you decide, you know what, I want to go this route. I want to be a doctor.
Yeah, I have said I was going to be a doctor since I was 5 years old, and I'm kind of one of those personalities. I said
same
I was
going
to
do it.
I initially was really interested in veterinary stuff when I was little, you know, help take care of horses and cows and things at home. Somewhere along the road, that just kind of changed to people. And it's what I wanted to do and made it happen. I wanted that opportunity to help people and serve others. And I really do enjoy doing that.
So it's everything you thought it would be?
It is. There are some really wonderful and very rewarding moments in medicine. You know, when we really just get to take care of patients and take care of people, that is just an amazing experience. In the good times and the bad, you know, there's opportunities for personal growth and all of those experiences, and we really get to be a big part of that. Medicine's changing, and there's definitely some struggles now. Just so much regulation that comes down to us from the government and different organizations, and that gives us a lot of challenge. I do a lot more paperwork and negotiating with insurance companies than I ever thought I would.
I'm
do.
Sure that's fun.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we spend probably more time doing those kinds of things than we get to take care of patients. But we still, you know, try to make the patient care our priority, because that's really what we love to do. That's why we're here.
Sure, absolutely. And over there at the hospital, you guys have some women's health programs that you got going on.
We do. So enjoy doing all family medicine, but particularly women's health, and I take care of a large number of women, and really like to take care of women in all parts of their life. I enjoy, you know, young adolescent women and just overall what we call well women exams or screenings and that kind of thing. But I take care of women of any age. Obstetrics is something I particularly enjoy doing. I really like to deliver babies. It's my favorite part of my job, because it really is a miracle every single time, and so it's something I enjoy. And the other piece of that is, not only again do you get to take care of mom, but you get to take care of that baby afterwards.
Were you nervous the first time?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I've been doing it for so long now. You know, I delivered a lot of babies in medical school. And then the specific residency training program that I chose was a very procedurally heavy program, meaning we got to do a lot of things. It was aimed at training rural physicians to be able to come out and do what we do.
Now, okay, you say, now, okay, so you go in there, you're, as a med student, going to give birth. Now, what does the mom think of that? Do they?
They're very well supervised at that point. And into residency as well. There's always another physician there to back you up through all of that time.
And so. Yeah, I just figure, especially if it was a first-time mom, she might be a little nervous as hearing that you were a med student.
You know, and what's interesting is when you're in some of those big cities and really big academic centers, I did a lot of that training at Denver Health down in Denver, and those centers are so big. And a largely indigent population in fact, I would say that the majority of the patients I took care of in that rotation were Spanish-speaking only. A lot of them hadn't been in the country very long. And, you know, they're just really happy to have care. And again, we're very well supervised. There was me followed by two other residents and an attending physician. So there's like four doctors in there. On my own.
So we are talking with Dr. Rice as we're kind of getting to know the doctors here in Johnson County. Dr. Rice, I thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks. It's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned. Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.